We're here at the Combine and now joined by Fox Sports 1's Joel Klatt, also a Colorado native. Wanted to get your thoughts on some of the moves the Broncos have made. It's been a busy offseason for them, clearly. What did you think of the Gary Kubiak hire? He just kind of got his staff finally together now.
Yeah, I thought if that was the decision and the trajectory and that John Elway and the organization wanted to make, is to make a change from John Fox, I didn't think there was a better candidate than Gary Kubiak because of his familiarity not only with the Broncos organization, but also with John, with Mr. Bolin, with everybody there. I think it's a perfect fit. Bringing Rick Dennison is a huge get for them, I think, as the offensive coordinator. So I thought it was a real positive. If that was the decision that they wanted to make, this was a perfect hire for them.
Now they have to move into free agency period. 17 free agents on the roster now. Who do you think that they really need to make sure that they keep around?
Well, I think Demaryius Thomas is a guy that you have to keep around. It's such a different league than even the one that John Elway played in. You know, clearly, it used to be you had to have the running back and everything, and the wide receiver was just icing on the cake. And if you had it, great, and if not, well, we'll get by. Nowadays, I think that a marquee wide receiver is a must. I heard people talking about the fact that Seattle and New England didn't have a marquee receiver, and I don't think anything could be further from the truth. You saw what Chris Matthews had to do in the Super Bowl, come up with amazing catches. You saw what not having a go-to guy on second and one from the goal line did for Seattle. Meanwhile, Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski are the go-to guys for New England. So Demaryius Thomas, for me, is a very high-priority guy for the Denver Broncos. The one that I think is probably going to slip through the cracks would be Julius Thomas. You see the handwriting on the wall a bit based on playing time and production and just the overall feel of what he does for this team, and I don't think his skill set necessarily fits with what Gary Kubiak does. So I think Julius is probably on his way, but Demaryius I would think is definitely going to be back, whether it's a franchise tag or a long-term contract.
And if they can't sign Julius Thomas, maybe one of the guys they'll be looking at is a tight end. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other needs while we're here at the Combine? Who do you think they're going to be kind of looking at?
Well, I think offensive line is always a place that you want depth. Defensive line is another one of those spots. It's not the deepest draft that we've ever seen at both of those positions, but there are definitely some players that I could see them targeting late in the first round. There's a couple of guys that I think are going to, well, they played tackle in college, and I think they're going to make very good pro guards. Very similar to Zach Martin from, remember, he was a Notre Dame tackle. He goes to Dallas, and then he's an all-pro as a guard. There's a few guys. Eric Flowers from Miami. I think he played left tackle for Miami. He's strong. He's got good power and athleticism. You can move him to guard. I think he can be a very good guard, and at some point in the future, he can be your right tackle. I think that would be a really good pick late in the first round. And then if this guy actually slips this far, if you wanted to go wide receiver and things aren't looking good for a long-term contract for Demaryius Thomas, there are two players that I think are very intriguing if they get back to that portion of the draft. Jalen Strong from Arizona State and Doriel Green Beckham, the troubled kid from Missouri who transferred to Oklahoma, sat out a year. He's 6'5", 240. That's Megatron size. You never know the type of upside that a kid like that could have. So I think the Broncos might be in play for a wide receiver there, but don't be shocked if they're offensive line or defensive line driven.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Joel. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.